Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
It is. Welcome to Armed American Radio's Crossbreed Holster Studios. The Daily Defense program begins right now. Do you know who Andy Parker is, by any chance? You know who Andy Parker is, don't you? Andy Parker is the man who, within moments of his daughter's murder on television in Roanoke, was in front of the cameras and best buddies with fellow Democrat Terry McAuliffe, the most vile governor in America. You know who Andy Parker is. We've talked about him here on the show before. He's the father who is exploiting to this day his daughter's murder for his own political gain. Sounds pretty harsh, doesn't it? Don't take that from me. Take it from his own words. I got an email from Andy Parker today. Of course, so did anybody else who's on the Every Town for Gun Safety list. Are you? And if you're not, why? This is how you stay up on the un-American activity by the un-Americans, is by reading what they send you. Take a listen to this from Andy Parker. Mark, this one has my real name. My wife Barbara and I spent the holidays without our daughter this year. Allison was shot and killed just a few months ago, her beautiful life cut short by an angry man with a gun. Well, we'll go back to that. The day she was murdered, we vowed to do whatever it takes to put an end to these senseless shootings. We never could have imagined that millions of people like you, that's a lie, would be standing with us motivated by these three simple words. Of course, she's referring to whatever it takes. This year, we knocked out NRA-backed candidates in Virginia, where the NRA is headquartered. We need your support to elect leaders next November who will protect our kids and vote out craven politicians who only protect the gun lobby. First of all, it was not an angry man with a gun. It was an angry, black, gay, Democrat, Obama supporter with a gun. Let's clarify that, Mr. Parker, while we're having this conversation, shall we? So that first sentence should read as follows. The second sentence should read as follows. Mark, my wife Barbara and I spent the holidays without our daughter this year. Allison was shot and killed just a few months ago, her beautiful life cut short by an angry, black, gay, Democrat, Obama supporter with a gun. So let's make that very clear, Mr. Parker, shall we? And whatever it takes, Mr. Parker, is not coming after me and my constitutional rights, and the rights of hundreds of millions of other Americans. It's going after criminals and leaving me the hell alone. You see, we're not going to give Mr. Parker the last word. I think Mr. Parker is a despicable, disgusting man, quite frankly, who is dancing in the blood of his murdered daughter. He makes me sick to my stomach. Now let's continue. Shall we? With we knocked out NRA back. They didn't knock anybody out in Virginia. They were shellacked in Virginia. Michael Bloomberg spent millions of dollars for nothing. Ask Terry McAuliffe, who is now impotent in the state of Virginia. And he is now termed out in the state of Virginia. They lost the election that they needed in Powhatan, out in Chesterfield County, to take back the Senate. They failed to do that. Bloomberg wasted his money. Mr. Parker is doing what the un-Americans do best. He's lying to you right through his teeth. But that doesn't matter because he can say it and no one in the mainstream media will call him out on it. We will call him out on it every single time we see it and hear it from this disgusting man who is dancing in the blood of his murdered daughter. Failed Democrat politician, by the way. I bet this is good for his career. I bet he feels this is good for his career. I can see no other reason, as a father of a beautiful daughter myself, to be doing what he's doing. Don't believe me that it's politically motivated? Why else would a man exploit a murder, in this case the murder of his daughter, and come after you? Why? Because it's the political topic du jour for the Democrats. Gun control. He was a failed Democrat candidate, lost an election. Now he's best friends with the governor, who, by the way, was rendered impotent by the losses they sustained. Stinging, terrible loss in Virginia. Embarrassment to Michael Bloomberg, who spent millions. Don't believe me? Ask Michael Bloomberg how much money he spent. Absolutely incredible the lies these people tell. These are disgusting people. These are liars. These are charlatans. These people are nothing short of un-American, and we will call them out every opportunity we get, which happens to be every single day on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. If they want to play pool, we've got a stick. We will be more than happy to play pool. We will be more than happy to talk about them, not to them, and confront their lies at every single opportunity we get, which is 6 days a week, by the way, on this program. This is a disgusting man. This really upsets me. I'll tell you why. Because I wanted to grieve for this man. I saw the footage of the angry black gay Democrat Obama supporter murderer. I saw that footage. And it made me sick to my stomach. And within minutes, the un-Americans, the Bloomberg money grubbers, are profiting and fundraising off of this poor woman's murder. Incredible. And even more so, leading the charge, waving the flag bearer, if you will, her father, none other than her father. And I wanted to grieve for this man, but I wasn't given an opportunity to do that, as most Americans weren't, because within minutes of his daughter's murder, this guy is politicizing her death. As a father, I just don't get it. Clearly, there's another objective here, clearly. And trust me, when they come after you, you know what that objective is, because you know what the code words are. Gun safety. Well, he says it in here. Next year, we're going state by state until common sense gun policy is the law of the land. Well, let me tell you something, Mr. Parker. We have common sense gun policy now, and it is the law of the land. And bring it on, sir. We're waiting. We are waiting. We can't wait to confront you at every twist and turn. Nor can the millions of Americans who despise. Well, I'll just stop right there. That's not fair. Anyway, Andy Parker, that's who Andy Parker is. He's fundraising today, looking for $25 from you so that their Facebook likes can be even stronger. That's right, their Facebook likes. Facebook likes do not a grassroots effort make. Andy Parker's going to find that out, just as they did in Virginia, by the way. Tell a lie long enough, repeat it as many times as possible, it becomes the truth, doesn't it? That's the way they think. This year we knocked out NRA back to knocked out. You didn't knock out anybody. Your party suffered historic losses and historic defeats in 2012 and again in 2014. Those are the facts. The public does not support your gun control confiscatory agenda. Man, I didn't want to start the program this way. I really didn't, but welcome to the show. Yeah, I also had to deal with the Everytown Seed Group. You know, I'm talking about the Trace. I hate to give these people publicity, but I'm going to go through some of these names with George, the Mad Ogre Hill, in just a few minutes. They have a piece out today that I couldn't just throw this away. 10 Americans who shaped the gun debate this year. Let me just read you the names. You ever heard of Deborah Azrael? No, neither did I. She must be really important. How about Corey Chiorciari? Or Corciari or whatever. You ever heard of him? No, neither did I. He must be real important. You ever heard of Patrick Dunphy? No, neither did I. Do you know who the FBI examiner is who performed Dylann Roof's background check? Yeah, that individual, female, by the way, unnamed, is the fourth most important person who shaped the gun debate in 2015, according to the Un-Americans. You know who David Fellerath is? Yeah, I knew who he was because he was the Democrat NRA hater that owns guns that can talk down to you because he hates the NRA and he's a gun owner. Remember him? I didn't think so. Very few people did. You know who Nardine Jeffries is? I knew who she was. Her daughter was killed in a retaliatory gang strike, and she's using it, much like Andy Parker, to come after your rights, un-American, to say the least. Larry Martin, he's a South Carolina state senator, and Lisa Moore, leader of Gun Free UT. Also, John Parker of Umpqua Community College. More when we come back.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by Ameripac. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Yeah, let me go to George the Mad Ogre Hill, who was kind enough to wait out my unexpected rant there, who's on the line with us. George, how you doing, man? It's great to have you here today.
I'm doing good. I'm doing very good. 2015 has been the most interesting year.
Yeah, it has. Let me finish with the liars, the un-Americans over at the Trace real quick, because they named these 10. Again, I generally don't bring attention to these idiots, but I had no choice today. They named 10 what they believe to be the 10 most 10 Americans who shaped the gun debate this year. 10 Americans who shaped the gun debate. They shaped the debate. Okay? That means they're pretty important people, George, if they shaped the debate, right?
Well, I don't know. It looks to me like every one of them wants to be the next Rosa Parks of gun rights.
Let me tell you,
this, gun control.
What this does is this shows the bubble that the un-Americans live in. Okay, Deborah Azrael, she's a gun violence researcher. Okay, she's among the handful, according to the Trace, of public health experts helping to expand the available pool of data. Now, of course, they dismiss John Lott and his decades of research because his decades of research don't fit the results don't fit their political agenda. This is the bubble that they live. These are not independent, objective people here. So that's what I want to point out.
Of course.
Corey Chiorciari, I don't know who this guy is. He's a Hillary Clinton policy advisor. No 2016 presidential campaign has put more emphasis on reducing gun violence than Hillary Clinton. She has no concern about reducing gun violence. Everything that she stated is taking away guns and infringing on the rights of law-abiding citizens that have nothing to do with gun violence. So let's make that clear now. He is apparently the brains behind Clinton's campaign. So we're going to see just how intelligent Corey Chiorciari or whatever his name is. That's who he is. Patrick Dunphy was number four, I believe. Is he number four or is he number three? One, two. He's number three. Patrick Dunphy, he's the lawyer for the plaintiffs in the Badger Guns negligence suit. Now, I'm going to explain this quickly, George. He's the attorney that handled, according to them, secured a historic win in October against Badger Guns, one of the country's most notorious gun dealers. And he's talking about the PLCAA, the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act 2005. That act prevents suing gun manufacturers, George, as you know, and gun dealers out of business for the criminal misuse of their products. That's why the PLCAA acts. That's why the act is in existence. And it's a good law. Thank God it's there. Or the un-Americans would be abusing the legal system and the court system to go after firearms owners, firearms manufacturers, and firearms dealers because they don't like the product. What that law does not do is shield gun dealers from criminal action, which Badger was found guilty of. So it does not shield them and this is the way they phrase this, George. Are you familiar with this?
I've read a little bit about it some time ago, but go on.
Dunphy was able to argue, according to them, that because Badger Guns violated a law that prohibits straw purchasing, the practice of buying a gun for someone else, the store could not be protected by the shield law. The law is not designed to protect the gun dealer from committing criminal actions. They should not have been printed. That's the law did exactly what it was supposed to do. It protects lawful dealers, and in this case, it didn't. And they were successfully sued. We discussed it on this program. But somehow, it's historic. Whatever. The FBI examiner who... Go ahead, George.
We could combat this by you know, suing Starbucks for misuse of coffee cups. You know, if you find coffee cups littered around, you know, it's creating a public nuisance. It's becoming a problem. You know, cigarette butts. Let's sue. The cigarette companies for cigarette butts because it's a misuse of the product. Okay, if we're going to go down that slippery slope with suing companies and holding them responsible for misuse of products, you know, that opens up a whole can of worms. I mean,
let's use the number one example
for all
of all
the bad movies on YouTube.
Let's just use the number one example. Let's use the most prolific example that we can, and that is automobiles, okay? Imagine suing Ford for the actions of a drunk driver. That is what this is the equivalent of. The Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act worked as it was supposed to work, and the anti-gunners, the un-Americans, like to spin it into some sort of it. It was not a victory It did what it was supposed to do. It didn't protect a gun dealer who was violating the law. The NRA does not support gun dealers who violate the law. Nor do I, nor do any responsible gun owner. George, you're a gun dealer. I don't support you if you're violating the law, my friend.
Right. Yeah, there's a big difference there. If the gun dealer is violating the law, he should be held accountable. And that's
what we have the Lawful Commerce and Arms Act for, and that's what it did. It worked.
Yes.
Then we have David Fellerath. David Fellerath is an NRA-hating hunter. Now, to the un-Americans, they want to hear what an NRA-hating hunter has to say about my right to defend myself. I couldn't care less what an NRA-hating hunter feels about my right to self-defense. David Fellerath does not speak for me, but apparently the anti-gunners love it. That's why they give this person a voice, because they claim he's a gun. He's not representative of gun owners. He's a Democrat, NRA-hating hunter. And I couldn't care less what he thinks, but this is important to them.
And by giving him that title, it's giving more credence and more validation to his opinion. That's putting him on a moral high ground that he should be listened to more than anybody who is in the NRA or supports the NRA or the
5 million NRA in the members initial. Of the NRA. Yeah, the right. NRA, the 5 million members of the NRA. He's entitled to think what he wants. I couldn't care less what he thinks. But I will remind David Fellerath that the Second Amendment ain't about hunting, pal. So have fun. I hope you took your limit. I hope you enjoyed your hunting season. Now go away. Nardine Jeffries, mother of gun violence victim. Nardine Jeffries, a sad case. I feel horrible for this woman. Her daughter was murdered by career criminals in a retaliatory action over a stolen bracelet during a sexual escapade back in, I think, 2010 or 2012. Don't quote me on that. One of those two. I'd have to go back and look it up. I remember who she is. Career criminals who are now, by the way, spending the rest of their life behind bars. And somehow, her speaking out against gun violence by coming after you, because she is now a vocal gun control advocate, not a gun safety advocate. She is a gun control advocate. Somehow, Mr. Law-abiding 100 million of you Americans with guns in your safe, safely stored and used responsibly for sport and protection, somehow those gangbangers are you, and the guns in your safe and your responsible use of them are equivalent to the lifers with no parole that murdered her daughter. This is the un-Americans. This is who we're talking about. Larry Martin, South Carolina State Senator, no doubt. He's the individual who proposed some gun control, no doubt, in the wake of Charleston, I'm sure. And then we have John Parker of Umpqua Community College. When I come back from the break, George, I want to talk about this one. This is the ultimate twist, spin, and lie from the un-Americans on this entire list. We'll be back after this and expose them for what they are, lying un-Americans. We'll be right back.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamily.com, download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
Has this ever happened to you? You walk into a gun store, and by the time you walk out, you feel about 3 inches tall.
All because the guy behind the counter made you feel like an idiot. Just because you didn't know some of the special gun terminology or what the latest product was. Well, let Concealed Carry Magazine be your crash course on everything and anything armed self-defense. So the next time you walk into that gun store, you'll walk out with your head held high. As soon as your first issue arrives, you'll find yourself immersed in unbiased gun and gear reviews and real stories from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll quickly realize Concealed Carry Magazine isn't your cookie-cutter publication, but in fact, it's a wealth of vital information you need to stay up to date and prepared. As a special bonus, if you activate your subscription today, you'll be entered to win one of four brand new handguns. Simply go to oneofourguns.com right now to activate your subscription and secure your entry to win. Hurry though, this offer won't last long. That's the number one of the number four guns.com.
Known as a bad to the bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com. One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6 plus 1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with two magazines and offers an optional 10 round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Sitting in the Crossbreed Holster Studios, a little fired up today. I apologize. I got this email right before I went on air today, and I wanted to address it. Didn't have a lot of time to pour through it, so you're just getting some raw emotion. And I either apologize or I don't. And you take your pick. I don't really care, quite frankly. I'm angry about it, and I can be, and I'm allowed to do it because it's my microphone. John Parker, Umpqua Community College student, George the Mad Ogre Hill. He's the individual who had the concealed carry permit in was carrying on campus when the shooting at the college in Oregon back on October 31st broke out. Remember him?
That's right. That's right. And he didn't act.
He didn't act. Take a listen to the spin here. And I'll tell you, we'll go through it first and I'll explain it. On October 1, as a student opened fire on a classroom at Umpqua Community College in Roseburg, Oregon, another student named John Parker Jr. decided not to intervene. At the time of the shooting, the Air Force veteran was elsewhere on campus and carrying a concealed firearm, making him the proverbial good guy with a gun, whom Second Amendment advocates often imagine saving the day in the event of an active shooting. Then they quote him, "Luckily, we made the choice not to get involved," Parker told MSNBC. "We were quite a distance away from the actual building where it was happening, which would have opened us up to being potential targets ourselves." Then, of course, what does the writer Mike Spies do? Goes after the National Rifle Association. Groups like the NRA have long argued that a heavily armed society is a safer one, allowing civilians to protect themselves. Just a bunch of condescending garbage from an un-American by the name of Mike Spies. And why do I say that?
Well, because Mike Spies is putting this in a situation that, you know, showing that if he didn't react, that means this doesn't work, and armed citizenry is not a viable form of defense, even though every police chief and sheriff is starting to say that. Here's the thing, though. If this guy did run to the sound of gunfire in this situation, you know, from one building into another one, well, he's now legally liable for what he does because it's no longer a self-defense situation.
Let me put it this way so I can move on with some of your most important stories. George, I want to get to that here in the remainder of the program. What Mr. Parker didn't do is exactly what he should have done. Nothing. He was in a different building. We teach this. We educate you as a gun owner on this program day in and day out. He did exactly what he was supposed to do in that situation. Absolutely nothing. And the left, the un-Americans, spin it, George, just as you pointed out brilliantly, as his inaction is proof that a good guy with a gun is imaginary. So we point that out to you because these are the tactics being employed against you by the un-Americans. They are spending a lot of money to throw this garbage at you. Mike Spies, I won't even tell you. Go ahead, George.
Here's what would happen if he did run to the sound of gunfire, if he did stop the threat. You know what would have happened? The story would not exist. All the news reports would just have evaporated and disappeared because that does not follow their sheet of music.
It doesn't follow their political agenda. It's not part of their goal. It doesn't work for them to do that. So anyway.
It wouldn't even be a story. It wouldn't even be a news story.
Right. I wanted to bring this up to you. I saw this email right before I went on air, and it angered me, and I just went to it. So anyway, you get an idea of how an un-American mind thinks, if you can call it thinking. And this is, of course, not supposed to be an unbiased, objective source. They are not. They are Bloomberg-funded. They are seed-funded by Everytown for Gun Safety, and they readily admit that that's what they are. And I call them what they are, in fact, what they don't call themselves, and that's un-American. You come after my constitutionally protected rights, and the constitutionally protected right that I have to own the property that I own is un-American, and I will stand by that statement anywhere, anytime, any place. And by the way, Mike Spies, I did use a firearm to defend my life back in 2002 and credit that firearm with being here today. So this is a conversation I'll have with you any day of the week should you care to pick up the phone and ask me about it. Anyway, don't hold your breath. Don't hold your breath.
No.
George,
no.
2015, heck of a year, brother. What do you think? What were some of your top stories?
I've got three top things for 2015. 2015, number one, Texas finally legalized open carry.
That was one that didn't come out last night. That's a good pick. Go ahead.
That right there is one of the biggest forehead slaps I've ever seen. I mean, the fact that Texas, of all states, didn't allow open carry just doesn't make any sense. They finally have open carry. And thank goodness, good for Texas, great for all the Texans. And opencarrytexas.org, those guys can finally relax and leave the AR-15s, you know, in the trunks when they go to Starbucks. Thank you very much. So big kudos, big thumbs up to the governor of Texas, Governor Greg Abbott. He's a hero for us.
He goes into effect January 1st. And, it's interesting, George. I asked that question of an A-list lineup last night on Armed American Radio's Big Monster broadcast. And that didn't come up. I talked to Alan Gottlieb, of course, who you know. I spoke with John Lott, of course, who you know. And I spoke with Larry Pratt and Neil McCabe. And that one didn't come up. Let me tell you, let's go into open carry a little bit. And I'm going to preface it with this. Open carry is not my choice of tactical advantage defensive carrying of a firearm, period. And I'm every trainer that I know and have spoken to will tell you the same thing. However, in today's environment with the un-Americans trying to have me swatted at Kroger's, I proudly carry my firearm in Kroger's open. I carry it everywhere I go when I feel like it open. I took my wife to the airport carrying my sidearm yesterday. Now, again, I want to point out, not for a tactical advantage. And I have made this statement before, and I have to explain my position here. Someone out there is saying, well, wait a minute. I've heard you talk about this before. Well, you have heard me talk about this before. One should never make a political statement, should never carry a firearm to make a political statement. And I'm not recommending that you do that. You carry however you see fit. If open carry is your preferred method of carry, good for you and bad for the others who don't like it. Tough. It's your right. Period.
Exactly.
However, I have to point this out. Because of what I do, because of what I talk about, I am carrying openly to make a political statement. And I am telling you that up front. I am making a statement. And I will continue to do so until the un-Americans are put back where they belong, on the ash bin of history. George, we've got about 2 minutes. Let's real quickly go into your second one. You said you had three. What was the second one?
The second one, I'm going to say, is Glock finally came out with the Glock 43, the subcompact single-stack 9mm.
I have one on my hip right now as we speak.
That's the gun we've been waiting for how long, Mark? 20 years?
You know, you and I commented at a SHOT Show in a galaxy far, far away long, long ago that we were waiting for Glock to get on the bandwagon. We're dating back now to the small pocket 380 craze that occurred a few years ago. And both you and I wondered, because Diamondback, George, had that little 9mm out, and it was a Glock knockoff.
Yes.
In fact, I believe they were sued by Glock as a result.
They were.
The question
that was a while ago. Man, this is going back into, what, 2012?
I think it predates that. And I remember asking you at a booth we were tending to at SHOT, why hasn't Glock done this? Where have they been? Well, I'll tell you where they've been. We've got 20 seconds left in this segment. I'll take this to the break. They've been waiting for everybody else to make the mistakes, and Glock then capitalized on it. They knew exactly what they were doing. The Glock 43, as George and I pointed out to you, we were right, and we will pat ourselves on the back for that, will be the number one selling gun. When we saw it debuted at SHOT Show, we knew what was going to happen, and lo and behold, in 2015, the Glock 43 was and still is the number one selling gun flying off the shelves. George, we'll be right back right after this. Don't go away. You and I both know concealed carry is a serious subject, and being prepared to protect your family when it matters most means more than just being a good shot at the range. And that's why 135,000 of your fellow responsibly armed Americans already read Concealed Carry Magazine from cover to cover, including my columns. A subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine isn't just an entire year of unbiased gun and gear reviews, it's so much more. It's real stories from real people who carry concealed every single day, just like you and I. It's life-saving information that'll keep you up to date and prepared. And most importantly, it'll help you be ready and confident to protect your family if you're ever faced with a life or death situation. Begin your subscription today, and not only will you be looking forward to a full year of America's number one publication for responsibly armed citizens, but you'll also automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this offer won't last long, so go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one and the number four, oneofourguns.com, to activate your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. Again, that's oneofourguns.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out. Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
So I get this email this morning, and I had to chuckle. I get a lot of fun email, and I got this one here. Let me read it to you. Mark, heard your show for the first time last night. I hate guns, and I hate you. I think you're a pompous ass. That came from Tracy in Boston. Well, Tracy, thank you. I can't say thank you, ma'am, or thank you. Tracy's one of those names that can go either way. You don't say if you're a boy or a girl. So I'll just say thank you very much. You haven't seen nothing yet. If you think I'm pompous now, wait till 2016 rolls around. So I appreciate the email. Send me your thoughts, mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. Even if you think I'm a pompous ass, I'll be more than happy to read it on the email and stuff it right back down your throat with you. Have some fun and shoot me an email. I'd appreciate it. George, the USCCA is giving away another gun today. The end of the month is upon us, as you know.
What's the gun today?
Oh, you're going to love this. First, let me tell you this. Simply activate a USCCA membership right now. You have a couple days left to do this, to get involved with the Gun A Day giveaway, okay, for your chance to win today's gun and a shot to win your personal stockpile of free ammo for life. I said life. I'd like to win free ammo for a month. Winning free ammo for life is huge. You have 7 hours, 12 minutes, and exactly 55 seconds from right now to head over to USCCA On Air and activate one of 3 memberships to the USCCA. The gun giveaway today, is a Wilson Combat CQB Commander with an MSRP. Ooh. You dopey liberals. Yeah, you dopey liberals. MSRP means manufacturer's suggested retail price of 3,600 clams. You're going to get a check for this gun. Now, you don't have to buy the gun. You want to blow it on something else? Go ahead. You want to put it in the bank? Go ahead. You want to buy 5 other guns? 6 other guns, maybe even 7 other guns with a check that size?
No. You want that gun. You want that gun. You want
I knew
that
you were going to say
that.
It is a great gun, isn't it? Tell us about
it. Amazing. Oh, man. It is smooth like cream on butter. It is accurate. I mean, it is like precognitive. You're like, I want the bullet hole to hit the target right there, and a hole appears. It's beautiful. It's amazing. It's one of the all-time best 1911s you can buy, period, bar none. And I'm not just saying that because I got friends at Wilson Combat, and I've reviewed Wilson Combat guns for Concealed Carry.
Oh, you're
magazine.
Just a shill for the gun industry, George. No. That's all you are. I know you NRA-type gun nuts. You're just in cahoots with the gun industry. You're putting profits ahead of people.
Maybe, but I tell you what, it's exquisite, and if you have the means, I recommend it highly.
Well, they don't have to have the means if they win it. If they head over to USCCAonAir.com right now and just activate a membership. Okay, what memberships am I talking about here? Let me tell you how easy this is, because it is. There are three membership types of insurance, self-defense shield insurances, that give you the membership levels, if you will, at the USCCA, the nation's premier organization for concealed carry information. Silver Plus, $300,000 up to $300,000 in protection, insurance protection if you carry. You got $13 a month. Gold Plus, up to $575,000 in protection, $22 a month. Platinum Plus, up to $1,000,001. I have platinum, and I just, $30 a month to have that level of protection when I carry a firearm with me everywhere I go is well worth it to me, and it's probably well worth it to you too. So make sure you just go over there and pick one of those three, and your name is in there to win that gun today. That would be a huge hit. They're giving away some very expensive guns this year or this month. But this $3,600 value on the Wilson Combat CQB Commander is beautiful. And George, tell the dopey liberals out there what CQB stands for.
Close quarters combat. This is a defensive gun. This is a gun that you want on you if you hear shots down the hall at your place of work or at the mall. I mean, that is what this gun is for. It's not a gun for target shooting. This is a gun for saving lives.
Aren't they all, George, technically?
Absolutely.
Aren't they all? And you know, we're going to – okay, well, I don't – there's not enough time.
To give you an option on that, the gun has been out for a little while in .45. It's now come out in 9mm, and that gun would be fantastic.
Yeah, that gun in a .45 is wonderful. You know, some people believe self-defense – starts with four and ends with five, and I understand that. I have a couple 45s myself, but my main carry guns are 9mm. Very comfortable with the 9mm, but that gun would shoot like, you talk about butter. Oof. That gun, that half, that weight, that feel, that 1911 point ability, its accuracy in a 9mm, what a platform that is. So you can win this thing by heading over to USCCA On Air. You have 7 hours from the sound of my voice. Let me put it this way. A midnight central time. Okay.
Do it.
Is it midnight central time? No, it's going to be midnight Eastern time. So midnight Eastern time. Okay. By all means, just head over there and check it out. If you're listening to the show, go over and, you know, $13 a month for a chance to win that. And you have protection, $22, $30 a month, protection up to 1.1 million. If you carry a firearm, trust me, it's worth it. It's worth the shot. I guess that's a gamble that I would be willing to take. George, I got so wrapped up in that. Once I saw that Wilson Combat, I admit here on radio, I completely forgot what we were talking about as far as your second pick. Let's very quickly, we have 3 minutes. Let's go to your third pick. Did we already do that?
My third pick, it's a little bit different. But this gun, this product surprised me. Ruger came out with a rifle this year that has just blown me away. It has brought people in from, I mean, just out of the woodwork. People are coming in ordering this gun. You know, we can't keep it in stock. I mean, every gun that comes in is immediately sold. It's pre-sold.
Oh, tell us. You're teasing me.
Ruger's new precision, what they call the precision rifle. It looks like an AR-15, but it's a classic bolt action rifle. It's designed for precision marksmanship, and it is phenomenally accurate. And this is coming from Ruger. I mean, Ruger, what are they known for? They're known for, you know, single action, you know, revolvers.
High quality.
Very good, yes. But they're not known for precision marksmanship. And they come out of the woodwork with this gun that is just staggeringly good. And like I said, we can't keep them in stock. We can't even put one on the shelf for a minute. I mean, they're all pre-sold. This gun is phenomenal, and it's just a big shock that this came out. And I tell you what, Ruger is also going to shock everybody with a big product announcement coming out, you know, January 1st. I've shot it. It is unbelievable. I can't talk about it, but Ruger is going to blow everybody away. But that's a 2016 product release.
Does this gun ride? Do the optics ride on this gun? I'm looking at it right here, and I got to tell you, it's gorgeous. This is a 308.
.308 or 6.5 Creedmoor.
What's the price point on this? This gun is absolutely beautiful, and I believe one has to ride home with here in the very near future. What's the price point of this?
They're around $1,200. I know some people that have been able to snag them for closer to $1,000, but you're looking at about $1,200 for this. And
in 308.
It's phenomenal. In 308 or 6.5, yeah.
It's 6.5, that's the Creedmoor, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And 2.4, or available in here it is in 2.43 Winchester as well, which is a nice round to shoot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 2.43 is fantastic.
2.43 is a great round. That's my deer rifle's 2.43, and I absolutely love that bolt action. It's a wonderful round. 308 is too. 308 is a monster. It's a pounder, baby. That's got to have one of these. This you can use to protect the perimeter when you're up in your trees.
Yeah, exactly. This is a great deer hunting rifle. It's a great anything rifle that you're wanting accuracy. If you're wanting accuracy, Ruger, out of the blue, just nailed it. Home run. Big kudos to Ruger. Ruger's doing everything right. They're making some fantastic guns. And, you know, I've said it before, I've never really been a big fan of Ruger. But, you know, it's like J.J. Abrams made me a fan of Star Trek. I'm now a fan of Ruger.
They did it, brother. Hey, thank you for being here, George. We appreciate your take on everything in 2015. You'll be back before the end of the week, I'm sure. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Got a little bit testy today. Love it. Now chalk that up to the enemies. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. We'll see you tomorrow on the Daily Defense. Don't go away.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.